Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
That'd be us.
Hello.
That'd
welcome
be us.
To the show.
Welcome, welcome. That'd be us. That'd be me, Karin, and that'd be her, Wendy.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. It's hump day.
It is. And what a gorgeous day it was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I sit in an office that where I don't really get any light. And, you know, like I don't see the outdoors very much. And I very seldom leave my office to go out to lunch. But today I had to run an errand. And I so badly wanted to run away. It was so gorgeous out. Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful day. And I had to run across town to one of the other schools. And I took some of the back roads, mostly because of construction. And, you know, I wanted to avoid some construction. But on the way back, I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm in the middle of a cornfield. And I could just keep going, you know. And I was thinking of Supertramp and take the long way home.
Well, you would have had a good excuse. There was traffic and, you know, you had to take the, you know, 13-mile circuit. And
yeah.
You know, because when you're out in the middle of the fields, there aren't, like, streets aren't every block.
That's right.
You know, it's when we used to live on the farm, I'd be like, I'm going around the block. And around the block was a 5-mile road.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so exactly. Once you got to a certain point, you were committed.
Yeah. I know people laugh when I tell them, when they know where I used to live, and I used to say, I ride my bike everywhere when I was a kid, and they'd be like, are you kidding? It was 5 miles to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome everyone to Immersion into Source. We're here every Wednesday at this time, and we have fun. We don't know what we're doing, but we have fun.
That's true.
It is true.
It is.
But it's okay. So we have a group on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, join Immersion into Source, and you can post your comments or questions right there so you can be part of the conversation. And we love it when you do that. At some point, if we have call-in, we'll graduate to that. But at this point, we just have the Facebook thing.
Yeah, and I'm talking to somebody right now.
So awesome.
It's happening.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So our topic today is we are spiritual beings. And, you know, I love that one. I love all the topics. But
I do, too.
I love dragons.
I did too.
On Sunday, that was awesome. I really enjoyed that one.
You know what? I have to tell you, there was part of me, you know, because I did ask a personal question, which I do try and avoid it, but I did on Sunday because I feel like I have one, but it's not with me all the time. So then I got to wondering, was it my imagination? So I asked you, or I asked them, and you're like, yeah, but it's not in your inner circle. And I was like, okay, well, then that makes sense. Because I feel it sometimes, like I feel like it's breathing down my neck, and then other times, then it'll go months where it's not there.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
So that was awesome.
Yeah, and it was the same one because, or at least the one I saw was blue, and you said yours is blue, so
yeah.
So presumably it's the same one. It's just that, you know, got different blue ones. I don't know.
I don't know.
So spiritual beings. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, a French name that I just butchered. He's the one that said we are not human beings. We are physical beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this topic, I think tonight is really in a nutshell. Actually, that could be the whole show right there. Boom.
Right.
We are not human beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that is the biggest hurdle. And remember that came out of one of the other shows, and I made that meme for that. You know, problems arise when we forget that we are spiritual beings.
Right.
You know, I think the further away from that belief and understanding we are, the more difficult we make our progress on this planet, on this journey, on this life. And
right.
The more we can remember that, and not only remember that, but align our actions and decisions and beliefs and joys and, you know, relationships and everything along that line, the smoother things go.
Right.
The more heavenly we get to be right here on Earth.
And, you know, and it's all a process. It's just taking the time and, you know, making the steps, whether small, big, or whatever, just moving in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. One step at a time. And then you fall and you fall down and land on your butt backwards, you know. And you keep going.
You're doing the tango.
Yeah. And there's that mudslide that you're like, wait, no.
Ah! That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I looked up that gentleman's name and thinking that my French would help me, but I don't think it will.
You want to try it?
Pierre, no, not the middle one, but it's Deschardins.
Okay.
But I don't know. Looks like teal hard,
yeah.
Like what you were saying. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know that I've ever heard anybody pronounce it. And if I did, how do I know if they said it right? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we'll have to find somebody who's French and say, excusez-moi. That's the extent of my French. Excusez-moi.
Yeah, that is, I took French for, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years, a long time. But, you know, the teacher never made us speak it. And
what?
Even if he had, yeah, we had, I was, you know, and this is my little, you know, shining star moment. But I was the one that the kids copied off of because I mastered reading and writing it because that, you know, that's what we did in class all the time. I was very good at that. But but he never made us speak it unless he was mad and then he'd swear at us.
So were you supposed to swear back?
No, we were supposed to sit there and be very quiet.
So that just kind of stuns me that speaking the language wouldn't be part of learning it.
You would think.
You would think.
I know.
Unless he just wanted you to read some French classics and be done with it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about how long ago that was.
Why? It's just a number.
You're right.
It is.
I don't even know how long ago it was. How long? 1975. 40 years.
See, that wasn't so hard.
Yeah.
See, really, everybody, she's just bragging. Because if you see her, you won't believe that she's that old. So she's just bragging.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about what's going to happen when we come back.
Yeah, because we're going to be having a break in like 4 minutes.
Right.
Which is what we've been leading up to.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, there's not enough time to start the healing now. Right?
Right.
So we chat a little bit and then we break. And then when we come back, we're going to have a healing. And what we want you to do during this healing is we want you to relax. Please don't be driving. Sit back, relax, lay down if you want to. Close your eyes and make this an internal experience and just allow whatever's going to come through for you to come through. Everybody feels it a little differently. Some people see things. Some people have tinglings in their hands. That's happened a lot. And some people don't feel a lot. You know, it's very – I know some of the first times that I worked with Karen, or even when we started this show, there were some times where I really didn't feel a whole lot, but I noticed subtle changes, you know, later on that night or during the week. And I also noticed that the sessions build on each other. So it just gets deeper and deeper every time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, taking slow, deep breaths and staying centered and focusing on your body and rather than on your mind. So any thoughts that come into your mind, just let them wander on through. You know, don't say hi. Don't engage. Let the thoughts walk on through and back out the door. And just have your intent, your focus be on your body and just what's going on in your body, breathing, noticing emotions, pains, tingles. People, it's amazing. People report things in their head, like maybe something in their third eye or maybe their belly. I mean, you know, I still love the one where that person said that they were in God's hands. They could feel themselves being held in God's hands. That was just incredible. But that's there have been some other pretty amazing things too. And I can't remember most things. It's the same like with sessions. People will be like, "Oh, Karen, remember that session when you did blah, blah, blah?" And I'm like, "No, I have no idea. I don't remember." Usually, sometimes I remember a little bit of this or that, but, or else I get stories mixed up because there's been, you know, I do so many one-on-one sessions or group sessions, whatever. The stories all get jumbled together.
Sure.
And then I start going, wait a minute. That was that person. No, I don't know.
But it's because you're not there by yourself and it's not your story. Right?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm imagining.
Yeah. Well, that is true. And my brain only has so much room. So, you know, and I it's just about being the channel anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. So we'll do the healing part after the break. And then after the break, after that, which, darn it, I don't have a clock. I got to get me a clock.
It's 7:14. We have 1 minute.
Okay. Why don't you chat for a minute while I go find a clock? Because I don't want to get lost and not come back.
Okay. All right.
It's time for the next break.
And then after the, we'll do the healing. And during that time, it'll be quiet. So don't think that we've disappeared. You know, Karen is just channeling the energies. And then, so we'll have the healing. There'll be another break. And we'll come back and we'll talk about our topic for the night, which is we are spiritual beings. So if you've got any questions, feel free to post them on Facebook. I'd love to ask them for you. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Thanks, Wendy.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, y'all, you ready? Ready, ready, ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so I believe Wendy said, but it'll be silent. We did hear at one point they were going to be playing music during this segment, but I haven't been able to hear the music, so I don't know whether they are or not. But you'll either hear music or you won't. In either case, again, stay centered, stay quiet and calm and relaxed. Close your eyes. Ask your family to cut you some slack and not interrupt you for the next 15 minutes. And we'll see what happens. So here we go. Get ready. Was it good for you?
As always. Lovely. He had a lot of light, bright light, and swirling around in my head. It was really beautiful.
I'm still recovering. I tell you, I could sense my physical body. I mean, I knew it was there, but it was like my whole being was swirling around and around and around. And I had to hold on, and then I got this, my leg was in a weird position, I got this funky cramp in my calf, and I'm like, okay, hang on to the desk so you don't fall down.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
How about any of you guys, you want to make some notes while we have a break? Let us know what's going on for you?
Yes, was it good for you too?
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You know, I really could just doze off and go into La La Land, Dreamland.
I have felt that way sometimes after the healing.
I'm so relaxed.
That's wonderful.
I don't remember that happening before. Certainly not to this degree. It's so fascinating. Every time it's different.
I know.
And you know, you just never know what's going to happen and how it's going to affect you and what those little impy guides of ours are up to.
I think they like being called that.
Yeah, little impy. Stinkers. Stinkers. I know. And, you know, usually we're I have a friend that, you know, she uses the pendulum. She's people everywhere. You talk with her. She helps so many people. And she's like, you know, Karen, though, you're the only one that's so, like, laughs with them and makes them laugh. And she's like, she didn't say use the word disrespectful, but I forget what word she used. And I'm like, you know, they know me. this is as good as it gets.
But, you know, I think that when you have that relationship, it's not disrespectful.
Yeah. No, and they know that I totally don't disrespect. They know that I love them.
Good.
I so appreciate all this. Although it did freak me out early on, but, you know, we survived.
And here you are.
And here we are. So, okay. So, do any...
Nobody has anything to share.
Okay.
I'm sure they have it to share, but they just don't care to, which is fine.
Yeah,
you know,
it's okay.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Sometimes
so.
They do, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in dreamland.
You know, the thought did occur to me when you said that you wanted to be there. It's like, I wonder how many people we lost. Night, night.
Yeah. See you next week.
Enjoy, because, you know, you must be really in a good place if you're out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So we can get started on our topic then.
Okay.
All right. All right. So does it take total surrender to be a spiritual being?
No. As we were touching on earlier, it's a work in progress.
Which is good.
And there are moments of doubt, moments of resistance, moments of... I think at the human end, moments of fear, and that, like, I'm looking at my guides and... fear is not the word. It's more like resistance is probably more true than fear. Although, does resistance come from fear? That's more of an ego thing, I would think. Hold on. Well, you know, like anybody, sometimes you get kind of set in your ways and you're thinking this is what's going to happen or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, we're all, that's part of it, is going with the flow and accepting and just being, letting go of outcome, you know?
Yeah.
So the more we do that, the more, you know, the more we are relying and allowing.
That takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of practice. Not letting go of the outcome.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
But the but the more you do it... Like anything else, it takes a lot of practice for Michael Jordan to make those shots. But the more he does it, the easier it does. I mean, he still has to practice, and he does still practice. I don't know if he still does today, but, you know, that's what he always said, that he was, you know, he, after the team would go home, he would still be there, still practicing. But then when he was doing it, he made it look so easy, because it was his muscles were all, like, so used to doing it. It just kind of happened automatically.
Right. You right. Know. Yeah, that makes sense. Muscle memory.
Yeah.
Are there different levels of being a spiritual being?
Yes. Infinite. Infinite, infinite, infinite.
That makes sense.
And then some.
That is mind-boggling.
Uh-huh.
How can there be and then some to infinite?
Yeah, and this is, you want to really blow your mind? Okay, so think of yourself. Image yourself. This is who I am. This is where I am on my spiritual path, right?
Right.
And so ahead of you, closer to God, closer to Source, closer to being the perfect spiritual being, mm-hmm. are infinite levels, right?
Right.
Well, behind you, going the other way, are also infinite levels.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's what the part that freaks me out. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I can get that ahead of me, but behind me, whoa.
Right. It's pretty crazy. It's, you know, I know I've said this before about other things. It's hard to get my head around that.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going, oh, yeah, and I can laugh, but part of me is going, what? What? Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the thing about infinity.
All right, here's this one. I don't know. I'm just going to. Can you be spiritual and religious, and how do you best combine them?
the spiritual is the... I'm getting this image and I'm trying to make it into words. It's like the spiritual is the house, is the frame, and the religious is the heart. The spiritual is like the vehicle, like that you know that you're part of the universe, that you go with the flow, that you are an infinite being. But the religious part, the humbleness before God, the humility, the begging forgiveness, the devotion, giving all, worshiping all to the deity, to, and if you don't want to use deity, use whatever word you want to use, that's the religion. So they go hand in hand.
Perfect.
But you can have one without the other, because we know lots of religious people, you know, who are worshiping God. They're, you know, they're on their knees, they're praying, but they're not recognizing that they're spiritual beings.
Right.
And so they're not living their lives as if they're connected to Source. You know, they're just believing in God, but they're not, it doesn't show up in their outer world.
Right.
And then we have people who are all spiritual, but they don't, you know, they're not going to necessarily be on their knees praying. You know, they're not going to have devotion, you know.
Right.
But ideally you have both.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, because I can see it. I can feel it. I know what there's... It's, again, you know, it's always the making it into words that's a challenge.
Right. All right. What can we do to be more aware or in tune with our spiritual side?
So you build that framework, that understanding of your connection, being part of the matrix. But as you recognize that is to connect, that is to protect that inner core, that heart of religious, that then makes the shell stronger and more powerful. Because then it like reinforces, how can I say? Not reinforces, it sends out stronger energy so that you're the spiritual shell, and it's not really a shell, but I'm just using, I don't know what other word to use. It vibrates more.
Okay.
So putting that in practical, I'm assuming you probably wanted a practical answer.
Yes. Something we can.
So they're saying, for example, drinking a glass of water. I mean, literally, drinking a glass of water. So you pick up the glass and you drink it. You got the water into your body. You hydrated yourself. But to make that a spiritual event, you pick up the water, you take the glass, and you know that this water is Source, that this water is God, that this water is you, that this water is connected, that this water is essence of life itself, now you turn that into a spiritual event. And so you hydrated not only your physical body, but your spiritual body.
So it comes down to being more mindful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
And just, you know, I mean, like what we said before, not only God is love, but love is God. So by that, I mean, if you say love is God and love is everything, that means water is God. You know, everything is everything. So, you know, so literally make a practice. You know, when you get up, the first thing you drink is coffee or water or tea or, you know, your orange juice or whatever. Be conscious of it. Make it a spiritual moment. You know, your shower, make that a spiritual event.
Mm-hmm.
Brushing your teeth, whatever. You know, driving to work, coming home from work, coming back in the door. Oh, this is so heavenly to walk into my home and kick off my shoes and, you know, whatever your ritual is, you know, we all have that thing that we want to do when we get home, you know?
Right, right. I like that. That's good. Okay. It's easy, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Who couldn't use some more easy in their life?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do to better express our spiritual side?
As you live it, it expresses itself. That's what they're saying. As you live, it's not about expressing it with your words. It just becomes who you are. You walk down the street and it's rolling off you, you know?
That's nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. So you walk down the street, it's rolling off you.
Yeah.
I want to have some of that rolling off me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Don't go away, you guys. We'll be back for the home stretch.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
You are still sleepy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I was waiting for.
You were waiting for me to say something.
I guess. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. So we have a question. Mm-hmm. As we grow spiritually and religiously and grow closer to God, is there a trick to handling this material world? It's a double-edged sword. We are happier, but tests are harder.
And that is as it should be. The stronger the test, the more you're loved. The more you're loved, the more you're tested. The more you pass, the more you grow, the more you're tested. And when you learn a lesson, and you pass a test, then they give you a list to make sure that you, because, you know, we study for the test, and we take the test, we're like, yeah, I passed. You know, and then 6 months down the road, somebody's like, so, just what exactly is X minus Y plus 3, 7, you know what I mean? And you go, oh, man, I studied that one, and I don't remember how that goes. So they're like,
yeah. I hate when that happens.
I know, but they do that to make sure that we remember. So the tests are not that, because, you know, not done meanly or arbitrarily. They're done to remind us, hey, remember that? Remember all that studying you did and all that growth you had? You know, let's make sure that that's part of you.
Right. Well, that's a good side.
It is a good side. And we, you know, and here's the thing. When we get the tests and we laugh with them and we grow with them and we smile with them, we go, oh, there they go again. Then, you know, then that's real progress. It's not always easy. It's not always going to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have on occasion caught myself. There'll be a test and I'll be laughing at myself. And I'm like, and so on the one hand, I'm like just laughing at them. I'm like, oh, here, I got this problem. You know? And then the other hand, I'm going, oh, whoa, that's really good. That's really good. I'm not freaked out about this, even though yeah. I darn well should be.
That is good.
Or previously I was. And again, not always, but I have caught myself a few times. So it can be done, you know? And again, I know there are people that are way ahead of me on this, and that's fine. I'm where I am, and you are where you are, and it's all good.
Right.
But I see that, you know, in myself. And so, and like I said, and then that, I mean, that was whatever I first said when you asked the question, that was, you know, the answer, but it is, I don't remember what they said, but,
that it's as it should be. Mm-hmm. That it's, is as it
just
should
let
be.
It just go with it. So the trick is to accept and just know that it's as it should be, that you should be having this lesson.
Okay. And say thank you.
Yeah.
Even when, it, you know, you might not really feel that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you can learn to get there.
And you know, and you can say to them, you know, and be grumbling under your breath, they know. They know
right.
what you mean. They, you know, they've been with you. They know your, you know, they know your heart. And they know that you, you know, that you're a little torn about this particular, you know.
Right.
You know, you can say, you know, you don't even, they know. You're like, I'm trying to be really sincere in my gratitude about this. I'm trying.
But you're challenging me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Can we learn more about our life's purpose by getting to know our spiritual side better?
It certainly allows it to flow through better, easier, smoother, clearer. Clearer is the best word of those. It allows it to shine through clear, more clearly, yes.
Okay. So what can we do to get to know our spiritual side better? Did we ask that? No.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, we did. Build your understanding of connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, work with yourself. And there's, you know, they're talking about that we beat each other up too, but
right.
they're talking about right now is that we beat ourselves up too much.
Yeah.
Got to stop that. Got to quit.
Be kind to yourself.
Yes, quit beating yourself up.
Yeah. I always like to say, you know, when somebody's doing that is if your best friend, if I was you and you were your best friend, what would you want me to say? You know,
uh-huh.
Stop talking like that. Okay. How can we, or what can we do to see others as spiritual beings, especially, and I know we've touched on this a little bit before, but especially, you know, people that maybe we're, you know, have a little trouble getting along with.
If you can, if you have the opportunity, look in their eyes. That's not always going to be easy because most people are going to be like, what are you doing? Why on earth? You know, so let's, that's optimal. Optimal is that. But again, most day-to-day situations, people are just not going to stand for that. No, I'm in an argument with you. I don't like you. Why? I mean, you know, that's not going to happen. So.
Okay, so look in their eyes.
So you step to the side, you know, figuratively, breathe, and tap in and connect with their higher self. And the other thing is, you remember that your bellies, you're exchanging neutrons, something. You know, go there and let the stress stuff, the that's up in your chest, you know, just let that go and go on your belly and go, okay, here. This is where we're communicating. Okay, what's going on here? Because they are coming from their stuff and you're coming from your stuff. And we all know that in our heads, but remembering that connecting in that kind of real visceral way, that it kind of pulls aside the spiritual existence and puts you down to just your root of I am. And that person is also I am. And we're just at the bottom. We're both I am.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty profound.
Cool.
How about that?
I'm glad. Yeah, well, that was a nice answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about I was going to be so putting into practice in the heat of the moment, but put a little sign on your head, you know, a little, oh, that would be a good bracelet, you know. I am, you know, those plastic bracelets
yeah.
you have, you know, but I am and you I am, you are I am, and okay, we're not arguing. Oh, I got the bracelet. Reminder.
Right. Don't forget. okay. When we imagine our spiritual self, it's a pretty bright light for myself, but how much of that is real?
Okay. First thing, I don't know if you've ever picked up on this, but like we're at Butterfly when we're doing the retreat or whatever, you know, you and I have only worked one-on-one a couple times. So maybe.
Right.
But when I'm giving instructions, have you noticed that I always say image? I don't say imagine. I say image.
You're right. That didn't really stick in my head because my head's someplace else. But now, you know, when I'm picturing it, or, you know, trying to recall, I'm like, you're right. So image, okay.
So if you change your question from imagine my spiritual self to image my spiritual self, because when you have the language of imagine, because the word imagine to us means something make-believe.
Right.
Something pretend. So image is something that exists. It's an image. So
right.
You want an image of your spiritual being, of your spiritual self. So imaging your spiritual self as a being of light is a powerful, powerful tool. Light is that's the word that we use so much. It's energy. It's, you know, we see energy as light and lack of energy as dark.
Right.
Right?
And
you are an energetic being. There's no imagination involved. You image it.
I like that. Oh, I'm going to use that more.
Good.
If you don't mind. If you all don't mind.
No. It's such a simple shift, but no, I always say image.
All right. I'm going to notice that more. All right. We have got 2 minutes, and maybe we should talk about what's coming up, because I don't have any more questions, and there aren't any more on Facebook either. So.
Okay. All right. I have my list here. Okay, so Sunday will be Gut Instinct.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. It's a good one. Because we all have them, and sometimes we ignore them, and sometimes we confuse them, and sometimes we follow them. So what is it? And then next Wednesday will be Trusting God's Will.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, they kind of go together.
They do. They yeah. do. And they yet they are distinct.
Yes.
So, you know, anyway. All right, we right. love you. We're yes. so thankful that you were with us.
Good night.
Spread love and joy.
Yes.
Good night.